selfish, irresponsible, that's what he is. As though he hadn't brought enough trouble into the family.
Well, personally, I think...
Personally, I don't care what anybody thinks.
But, Mother, you must admit, he's nothing but a common... a common T-R-A-M-P. And he's been in J-A-I-L.
Christine.
Now, let's let bygones be bygones.
No, thanks.
No.
Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a tramp. Go to jail.
Be quiet, Peter.
That will do, Jackie.
Quiet before the servants, Peter.
Where did you learn to spell those words?
I know lots better words than that. I know D-E-V-I-L and H-E...
Peter,
away from the table. I'll attend to you later.
Excuse us,
Grandma.
Of course, my dear. Here. There.
Thank you, Grandma.
Mother, you'll spoil them.
I hope so.
I should think one experience would be enough.
Meaning Jeffrey?
Mother, she doesn't mean anything. She's just talking.
But I do mean Jeffrey. We simply cannot allow him to stay here.
You seem to forget this is my house. And if Jeffrey wants to stay here, he's welcome.
No, thank you. No, thanks.
No, no.
Thank you, no, Jackson.
Jackson, you might keep some hot for Miss Antonia.
Yes, Mrs. Faraday.
Where is she anyway, Rodman?
Why, I don't know, Christine. Unless she's gone riding before breakfast, as usual.
I expect she'll be late for church, as usual.
A rub in the tub, a rub in the tub, a rub in the tub each morning. A ring in the tub, a ring in the tub. Blood of an Englishman.
Ah!
Aha! There's somebody under my bed. Aha! I eat little girls and little boys.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Trying to run out without first shaking hands with me.
My name is Peter Palmer. That's Elf.
Hello, Pete.
Hello.
Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Permit me to introduce myself.
Oh, we know who you are. Yes, you're a tramp, and you've been in jail. My mother said so.
Good old Christine. But she's right. She's always right. I'm a horrible example to both of you. I'm a horrible example of a child that never did what he was told.
You're doing something right now that my mother would give you fit for. Yes, you are.
He make her mad. Now watch.
Woo!
Come on, get up. Get up. Get up and we'll play circus. Come on. Hurry up. Get up here.
Ladies and gentlemen. A triple backflip has never before been attempted in any ring. Alley-oop!
Whoa!
Comrades, the vice squad, we're lost.
Oh, see here, Chris. It wasn't their fault.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Come on. But Chris.
Run along, children.
Come on, you Jeff.
Bye, Pete. So long, Liz.
Her name is Elizabeth.
Oh, so long, Elizabeth. Oh, Chris. I declare, Chris, I'd forgotten how pretty you are. Well, you certainly have done well since I saw you last, having those two fine kids.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Considering George, I think you've done darn well.
Thanks.
Why, how are you, George?
Oh, it's church time. Come on, George. Going to church with the family?
Me in church? Why, what would the people say?
Well, I guess if the Lord could stand it, the neighbors could.
No, I reckon that I won't put them to the test.
Bless your heart, honey. I got a nice batch of popovers ready for the oven right now.
Well, now listen. You hurry up with those popovers, or I'll sell you to the trader. Oh, now remember what I say. Say, you almost dropped those eggs.
But, Mrs., you have.
What?
That man who gave me that, is you him?
Him who?
You?
Is him who?
That is him, no, it's...
Yes, I'm him in the flesh.
Mister, you remember them 2 bits you give me?
Them 2 bits?
Yes, I lost all them 2 bits because I wasn't any
of
them.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, that's too bad. Well, now here's another 2 bits for you.
Well, now, you know, I'm going to go thank you.
Let it go.
Holy jumping Jerusalem. Why don't you blow your horn?
Well, before I answer that, would you mind telling me what you mean by wearing my husband's clothes?
Why, are you... Why, there must be some mistake. Why, are you right?
Curiously, are you?
Why, he said seriously. I'm the black sheep, the family skeleton, or what have you.
Not Jeffrey.
Yes, Jeffrey, the renowned globetrotter.
Master Jeff!
Why, the popovers are ready.
Good, I'm starved. Hey, Moe, will you take my horse?
Come on, have breakfast with me.
Fine, where'll we go?
Oh, I don't know, anywhere. Anywhere that's dancing.
Oh.
Come on.
Good morning, Mrs. Faraday.
Hurry up with those popovers, Jackson.
Yes, sir, Master
Jeff. That's right, we got popovers. I'm famished.
So am I. Pardon me, but what'd you say your name was?
Antonia.
Thanks.
Last time I heard of you, Jeff, you were in jail.
That seems to be my chief claim to fame around here.
Tell me, young man, you seem like an intelligent fellow. How'd you ever sink so low?
Well, I'll tell you. I wanted love and pretty clothes like the other boys had. So I committed a crime.
Oh, I wish you hadn't told me that.
I was working gilding derbies for trombone players. Piety turned against me.
And finally the police.
Yes, late one night a policeman came to my wretched lodging. You know what that policeman was?
No, what?
A trombone player. He offered me freedom, money, white spats, everything, if I would only gild a derby for him to play in the policeman's band.
You chose jail, naturally.
Yes, I had sunk low, but not that low.
And when he got out?
They gave me a suit of clothes and $10.
Doesn't seem like enough.
But money ain't everything, Nell. I mean, Tony.
I'm afraid I'm going to like you, Jeff.
Well, naturally. Everyone does.
Well, it's because you call me Tony. Everybody in this house calls me Antonia. Even Antonia.
Of course, you're a little bit crazy. Well, same as I am, but how in the world were you crazy enough to marry a stuffed shirt like my brother?
Jackson. Oh, Jackson.
Yes, Mrs. Faraday.
Will you have the roads to brought around? I'm joining the family at church.
Yes, ma'am.